On behalf of CKUT 90.3, thank you for coming to the studio. Could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Anique Floman, and I am a volunteer at the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. I volunteer on the fundraising committee there.
How did you get involved in the organization?
I became involved with the Native Women's Shelter about a year ago, and I started doing volunteer work there, more odd jobs such as childcare, because of course there's women and children at the shelter, as well as office work. I wanted to become more involved from an organizational or institutional level. So in about February of this year, I joined the fundraising committee.
What does Native Women's Shelter of Montreal organization does?
It is a shelter for homeless Native women in Montreal, as well as women in need and their children. So it takes in women and their children. It gives them a place to stay, a place to start the healing process. A lot of these women come from disadvantaged or abused backgrounds. And a big emphasis of the shelter is getting these women affordable housing, so getting them into homes with their family.
What is the First Walk fundraising about, and where is the money going?
So the first annual Spirit Walk is to raise money for the shelter for a program called the Healing Lodge Program, which was discontinued a couple of years ago because of lack of government funding. So that's a project that the fundraising committee has committed to raising funds for. And that to that end, we've been planning a walk that's going to take place on Mount Royal in Montreal on June 21st. And then the Healing Lodge program, for which we're raising funds, will take place in August of this summer and affords the opportunity for the women and the children of the shelter to leave the city for a couple days to go to campgrounds. And the purpose of the program is to really reconnect with nature, with some of their cultural traditions, and continue their process towards healing.
For the purpose of our audience clarification, what is a healing lodge? And how does that help for Indigenous women?
Well, so the Healing Lodge program is just the specific name that we've given to this program. And it's been designed with the help of the staff from the shelter, our youth fitness coordinator. And it's important for these women to get a chance, like so many other families have, to leave the city for a couple days during the summer, because otherwise these women and their children would not have a chance to do that. So I think there's probably broadly two aims of the program. You can think of it sort of more like a summer camp, if you will, for families. So an opportunity for these women and their children to get out into nature, to have some fun, to reconnect, and to be immersed within nature. But also, secondly, we're going to be running seminars and seminars and programs aimed at their healing. So whether or not that be through addiction, through past histories of abuse, the aim of the program is to really help these women on their trajectory towards healing. So we're asking for volunteers, for members of the community in Montreal and at large, to come support the Spirit Walk to the ends of being able to afford to send these women and their children to this Healing Lodge program camp at the end of the summer in August.
Will there be any other fundraising that Native Women's Shelter of Montreal going to be having?
We're a young committee, about less than a year old. So we've only had one prior fundraising event. It was a dinner that was actually held at Thompson House, I believe, to raise funds back in November. So right now, really what the committee is trying to do, we're trying to pretty much invent these events from scratch. So we had the dinner, we're having the Spirit Walk event, and hopefully if it goes well, and hopefully it does, we'll be doing it again next year, as well as the dinner in November. So we'll always have an event in the fall, winter time, and then the walking event in the summer.
Are there any other details that you would like to share with our audience today?
There are a couple of details. First of all, I would just like to note, if your audience is unaware, that this year National Aboriginal Day is June 21st. It's also the date of the summer solstice. So if you don't have plans for either of those events, then the Spirit Walk fundraiser would be a great thing for people to do Families should definitely come out, people with their children. It doesn't matter if you're an experienced walker or hiker, everyone can come at their own pace. And it's really, so firstly, it's National Aboriginal Day, so this is a chance to celebrate. It is a spirit walk. Our executive director, Nagaset, is going to be saying a couple of opening remarks at the beginning of the walk, and her partner, Tim Armstrong, is going to be performing an opening song. So we really do want to have this theme of celebration of the Native community in Montreal. But moreover, and very importantly, we do also want to raise funds. So we ask people to raise a minimum of $25. But if you raise over $100, then you get a free T-shirt designed by a local artist. And if people want more information, they can visit the website of the Native Women's Shelter at www.nwsm.info. And you can find all the details there about the walk that we've just discussed. You can find the link to donate as well as to register for to be a walker, to be a participant the day of. Again, that's June 21st, so coming up this Saturday. And we would love to have as many people there as possible.
Well, I really do appreciate taking the time to come to the studio, CKUT 90.3.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I do appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to getting my own T-shirt.
Great.